Hi, this is Nick Forster. Welcome to the E-Town Podcast. This is a kind of a more of a globe-trotting show than some. Michael Franti is back with us, and he, of course, has taken inspiration from all kinds of places and people that he's hung out with and visited in exotic locales. Victoria Canal is someone who is new to us, but just an amazing spirit, an amazing singer. And you, what you won't be able to tell on the radio, but you'll discover during our interview, is that Victoria is a pianist who only has one hand, but she's able to use what's left of her left hand to still make a beautiful sound and on the keyboard, and she sings incredibly well. Great introduction, great achievement award, again, kind of globe-trotting, making good things happen, and especially in other countries. So I hope you enjoy the package this week. Here it comes.
Live from E-Town Hall in the foothills of the Rocky Mountains, it's E-Town with this week's guests. From New York City, Victoria Canal, Achievement Award winner, Dr. William Brown. And from San Francisco, Michael Franti. I'm Helen Forster. Join me now in welcoming our host, Nick Forster.
Thank you, Helen. Thanks, everybody. Welcome to E-Town Hall. We are going to cover some ground this week, both musically and geographically. So there's a lot of talk about borders these days, the wall, and so on. But our guests this week have crossed more than a few borders. Victoria Canal, at only 19, this Spanish-American has already lived in six different countries. She's an amazing singer, our award winner. This week is a doctor who lives in Colorado, but he works in Tanzania. And then there's Michael Franti, who is not only a committed world traveler, but he's also in himself kind of a positive energy, walking, singing UN with Irish and German and Belgian and African-American and Native American ancestry. He's got it all. So the point is we're all connected, and music speaks to everybody, and sometimes we need to be reminded of that. So Michael's latest project is both a CD called Stay Human 2 and a documentary film called Stay Human. And it's all about his travels to places like the Philippines and South Africa and Indonesia and others. And more than a travelogue, it's really about these just very moving stories of people who are dealing with adversity and hardship in inspiring ways. So it's just an amazing, remarkable documentary. Hopefully you'll get a chance to see it soon. Most of you know that Michael's journey began in San Francisco. Many people first heard about him through the band Disposable Heroes of Hip-Hopercy, and then he founded Spearhead in 1994, has since sold, you know, millions of records along the way. He's always combining music with activism in one way or another, paying attention, making connections, having a fair amount of fun, helping other people have fun. He first visited E-Town, I think it was 12 or 13 years ago, so we've been doing this for a little while. We're thrilled that he's back. Please welcome to E-Town, Michael Franti.
How y'all feeling? Are you ready, Jay? We got some new songs for you.
Ready? One, two, three.
Flowers, 'cause they can't tell you what I'm trying to say. I've been looking through my heart for hours, but my mind is always in the way. I've been searching for words so perfect, trying to find a better way just to say I love you. Change, and I've been searching for words so perfect, say I love you. Just to say I love you. Just to say I love you. Just to say I love you.
All right, E-Town, put your hands together. Here we go, here we go, here we go.
Feels so right, it can't be wrong. Your love is all I ever wanted. Been together for so long. Your love is all I ever wanted. DJ rocking to the break of dawn.
Your love is all I ever wanted.
We'll go dancing all night long.
Your love is all I ever wanted.
I've been searching for words so perfect.
Back home and say in church, you may be seated. How you feeling, y'all?
Every child in the Middle East, it's the little things in this great big world. And it don't matter if you a boy or a girl, and it don't matter if you're someone in between. I know you know what I mean. I wanna be standing next to you, standing next to you. When the revolution comes, when the revolution comes, I wanna be standing next to you. You standing next to you when the revolution comes. When the revolution comes, show me your peace sign when there's no sign of love. You just can't sweep hate down under the rug. Too many guns, too many drugs. I got an olive branch, I need a dove. 'Cause I was born with every blood up in my veins. Every country you could visit, every city you could name. Everyone is different and everyone's the same. I know you know what I'm saying. I wanna be standing next to you, standing next to you. When the revolution comes, when the revolution comes, I wanna be standing next to you, standing next to you. When the revolution comes, when the revolution. Put your hands up like this, say, show me a peace sign, everybody say, hey. 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 Show me a peace sign, yeah. Show me a peace sign. When there's no sign of peace, from the north to the south to the
west to the east, from the top 1% to every man on the street, every woman rising up, and every child in the Middle East. Cause it's the little things in this great big world, and it don't matter if you're a boy or a girl, and it don't matter if you're someone in between. I know you know what I mean. Cause I wanna be standing next to you. Let me sing. Standing next to you when the revolution comes. When the revolution comes. I wanna be standing next to you. Standing next to you when the revolution comes. When the revolution comes. Show me your peace sign, everybody say, hey. 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 Around me when the revolution comes. Put your arms around me.
Put your arms around me.
Put your arms around me.
Put your arms around me when the revolution comes.
Thanks, y'all.
Welcome back to E-Town, Michael. Good to see you.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
I get to ask you, how you feeling?
I'm feeling happy because we're at E-Town and it's daytime. And afterwards, I get to go out and walk around in the beautiful Colorado air and sunshine. So I'm happy to be here.
I'm so glad you're here.
Yeah.
You know, you've been working hard and you've been pushing hard for a long time. So I'm glad you're doing well.
Thank you.
Can we talk about the film a little bit, Stay Human?
Yeah.
First of all, it's a really moving documentary. And as I mentioned, it's not just a travelogue. You're in different places. Mm-hmm. But these stories are just so, so remarkable.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so over my years in making music, I've tried to make music that made a difference in people's lives, you know, that would make people feel or have the fuel to get through challenging times. But there's a lot of days when I wake up and I pick up my phone and I read the news and I feel like, man, did I even do anything? You know, I've like over 30 years of making music, did I really even do anything that made a difference for anybody? And then I meet people along the way who inspire me and they remind me that it's the little things in life. You know, for example, a woman who's in the Philippines named Robin Lim, who's delivering babies. She's a midwife. She's delivering babies in the wreckage of this hurricane. And I ask her about it. And she says, you know, when hurricanes come, babies don't just decide to stop. We're going to take a month off and
right. Back.
You know, they come.
I never thought about that. I know she went to Haiti. You hear about all these disasters.
Yeah. Wherever they are, she goes and helps deliver babies.
That's so wild.
And Hope and Steve December, who are a couple in Atlanta. And Steve has very advanced stages of ALS, which is one of the worst diagnoses you could ever get. One day you wake up and a finger doesn't work and your arm and your leg. And his wife was tweeting me and saying, Michael, we would love to come to see one of your shows. You're one of Steve's favorite artists. And so we invited him to come to the show and we're playing this song, Life is Better With You. And I look over at Steve and at this point he could only move his lips. And
in a wheelchair.
He's in a wheelchair. He looks up at Hope and he says, Hope, you know, I want to get up and dance. And so with all her strength and her tiny body, she lifts Steve up out of the wheelchair and they have this beautiful slow dance in front of 20,000 fans, you know, and I start to cry and my wife is crying and look over at her big, tough bass player, Carl, he's crying, you know. And afterwards I said, Steve, what did this mean to you? And he said, you know, yesterday when I was at the festival, I was kind of wheeling around and people don't really know how to connect with me because I'm living life very differently now.
Right.
And people kind of look the other way. But after that moment, when I was up on stage, people came up to me and they said, hi, Steve. And suddenly I was Steve, not just the guy in the wheelchair. And so my wife and Sara and I, she's an emergency room nurse, and I said, let's do this for as many families as we possibly can. So from that, you started
a foundation, right?
Yeah. We started a nonprofit called Do It for the Love, yeah. And we bring people with advanced stages of life-threatening illness, children and adults with special needs, and wounded veterans to see any live concert by any artist in any city in North America. Yeah.
Does it surprise you which shows they want to go to and how many tickets you're buying?
I never imagined in my life I would have ever bought as many Taylor Swift concert tickets as I have. But she's the favorite at the moment.
That's so funny.
But the film is all about people who inspire me. And so in order to show that in the film, I also document my life and the way that I grew up and how I got into music and the challenges that I've faced being in this very mixed family, as you mentioned, being adopted, growing up in a family with an alcoholic father, and all these things that as I've grown through my life in music that I've had to face. And music is this wonderful thing because and everybody in life is given gifts to learn how to cope with the planet. And it's like if you are a physicist, you're given mathematics, or if you're, you know, a scientist, you're given, you know, biology or whatever to help you to better understand the world. And I feel like sometimes it was a bad joke that I was given the gift of music. But music has been this amazing thing to help me both, like, at times in my life escape what I was going through in life, but at other times really thrust me head first into what's going on and really have to face my emotions and the challenges that I see in life.
There's pressure, I suspect, for you, you know, to be the positive, you know, group leader and keep the thing going all the time. And that's a persona in some ways that you have to inhabit. And what I was surprised by in the film is that you're being really candid about, you know, the challenges you're going through, you know, the fact that you can suffer from depression or that you can, you know, there's physical challenges of being as active as you are on stage and having played basketball. And
yeah.
I mean, you're really transparent in ways that I don't think you needed to be, but it's really meaningful that you did in this particular film.
Yeah. So one of the reasons I made the film is that I believe that there's no one in the world that you wouldn't love if you knew their story. And that's really kind of my message to the world today is like all of us are trying to understand who we are as human beings and trying to be our authentic self and showing up that way in the world. Mm-hmm. And then to be able to see that in someone else is really, for me, what helps me to stay human.
Yeah. In case you just tuned in, you're listening to E-Town here with Michael Franti. Just talking about the idea that there's no one in the world whom you wouldn't love if you knew their story. And applying that to this era we find ourselves in where there's a lot of divisiveness and there's a lot of judgment and there's a lot of calling on, you know, it's just sort of on both sides. It's like, oh, well, I can't hang out with them.
Yeah.
How do you apply that to this era? Because I know your music cuts across all kinds of boundaries and borders.
Yeah.
All kinds of people come to your shows.
It's hard. I mean, especially when it's coming from the very top down, you know, when the president is every day tweeting crooked Hillary or lying.
Yeah.
And I resist. I feel like the best way to show up in this situation is to be who you want the world to be. I mean, that's the classic phrase, but it really is like to show up and to be loved to somebody who's different than you and not to just be out there calling names back and do that. And I really believe that history is going to look kindly on the people who do that. I mean, I was so inspired by Michelle Obama's speech when she said, when they go low, we go high. It's such a simple thing, but it's really true. I believe that that's the way that we need to be showing up right now and not just be hate back towards what we feel is the problem today. So
I started a new thing that I'll tell you more about later, but it's called purplestate.org, which is like, let's cut the red state, blue state stuff. We can all
figure out problems.
We can figure out. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, let's get back to music. Welcome back to the stage, if you would, Michael Franti.
So this is another new tune, and it's kind of my, just a bit of encouragement to people who are out there feeling like, man, this time is a really challenging time, but I guarantee you, things are going to get better. You ready, Jay?
1, 2, 3, 4.
You woke up this morning, stumbled out of bed, you turned on the TV and it messed up your head. I understand that you feel hopeless. Now think of this instead.
We're all in this together. You're my friend until the end. I know that you feel lonely, but you are not alone. There's a sacred place out there I know that we can go. Well, we'll be wrapped inside the music. Just let it take your soul. I know that you feel better by the time that you get home. Oh, when the sun begins to shine. Oh, when the sun begins to shine. We'll walk right through the darkness, out into the light. Oh, when the sun begins to shine.
Put your hands up.
But they're still in the past. But I can see it coming and it's shaking in your ass. Me about the future and I tell you that everything is all right. All right. Oh, when the sun begins to shine. Let me hear. When the sun begins to shine. We'll walk right through the darkness, out into the light. Oh, when the sun begins to shine. Shine, oh, when the sun begins to shine, we'll walk right through the darkness, out into the light. Oh, when the sun begins to shine.
One, two, three.
Oh, when the sun begins to shine. Oh, when the sun begins to shine. We'll walk right through the darkness, out into the light. Oh, when the sun. To shine, we'll walk right through the darkness, out into the light. Oh, when the sun begins to shine.
Thanks, y'all.
Michael Franti, along with Carl Jung on the bass and vocals, Jay Bowman on guitar, Yuke and vocals, Christian Thiel on the drums. The record's called Stay Human 2.
Your visit to E-Town is made possible in part by Zayo Group, providing communication infrastructure services to the world's leading businesses with its fiber network that powers the voice, data, and video traffic we depend on every day. You can learn more at zayo.com. That's Zayo.com. By the Bohemian Foundation, building stronger communities through the Bohemian qualities of creativity and imagination. On the web at bohemianfoundation.org. And by our diverse family of NPR affiliates and community stations, plus college and commercial stations, as well as our international stations and podcast subscribers worldwide. Thank you for your continued support. You're listening to E-Town.
I'm Nick Forster. You're listening to E-Town. Michael Franti is going to be back later on the show. And coming up, Victoria Cannell's got a little set of her own to play some stuff. She's a great singer. And as I mentioned, she's lived all over the world. She's here to play some songs from her latest EP. Before we get back to music, we get to do this every week. We get to introduce you to somebody. It's sort of like the cavalcade of good news continues and good energy. These are all stories about folks who just look around and see an opportunity to make things better, make a difference, and they actually, unlike most of us, take a step in that direction and do things. So these are often small stories that grow into things that make a real impact. We're happy to be able to celebrate them and share them on the air. We recognize them with something called the Achievement Award, as you know. And here comes Helen to tell you about this week's winner.
Thank you, Nick. As you know, we get award nominations from all over the country, sometimes even from around the world. But this week's winner happens to be just down the road from us. Listener nominator Silas Campbell wants us to shine a light on Dr. William Brown of Denver. William is a person who's always wanted to give back. So despite having a full-time for-profit practice in the United States, he's been using his skills as a plastic surgeon to provide life-changing and, in many cases, life-saving surgeries to those in need. For years, he's assembled a team of fellow doctors to travel with him to Arusha, Tanzania. They treat children with cleft lips and palates, kids suffering from severe burns, and more. And William's here with us to tell us more, so please join me in welcoming my hero, Dr. William Brown.
Welcome, William. Thanks for being with us.
Thanks for inviting me. Yeah. It's a pleasure and an honor.
So Helen mentioned you got a full-time practice here in the States, but you feel the urge to give back and you got into doing it in this particular way.
Yeah, about 26 years ago, my wife and I got involved in a project in Arusha. At the time, it was one of the poorest countries in the world with a high infant mortality. Yeah. And kids would die from not having a cleft palate repaired.
Wow.
And so it's a society that where if you have a facial difference or some difference like a burn, or if you're crippled, you're hidden out. And some of these kids, I think infanticide is still practiced.
Wild. Because it's a burden on the family to be able to maintain the health of somebody who can't pull their own weight.
It's a very strenuous environment that they live in.
And the kids are stigmatized if they have a deformity.
They are.
Yeah. So when you first got there, and you saw the potential to make this difference, were you aware of the fact that this was a life and death difference in some cases?
Yeah, we knew that kids with a cleft palate, for instance, suffer from malnutrition at a higher rate than other children.
Because it's as infants, it's harder for them to nurse, or what's the
It is. They can't really latch onto the breast, and this is not a society where the average person can go out and buy a bottle to feed their child.
So you're able to make a huge difference in the lives of these kids. And what other procedures do you do?
Well, the average person lives in a hut and cooks on the floor of their hut, and they actually have a fire in the hut without a chimney. So there are a lot of burns because kids will fall into the fire.
Oh, wow.
So we have a rehab center where most of the children will stay until they're ready to go back to home, which for most of them is the bush. And so some children will stay there for a year or so. If we're going to do staged procedures every 6 months,
yeah,
they'll stay there. So we do get good follow-up on
yeah, particularly the burn victims, I imagine.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And now we have two hospitals.
Oh, two hospitals.
Yeah.
And is there a group of doctors now who are working in these facilities?
They have local doctors
yeah.
and some volunteers, and then our group comes in.
Yeah. And how often do you go there?
So we go two or three times a year.
Yeah.
Just over the last 20-some years, so...
Does the community recognize you and recognize the work that you've done when you go there?
Yeah, yeah.
And how many, how many kids have you helped, you think, along the way?
Somewhere over 3,000.
3,000 surgeries.
Yeah.
Wow, it's a remarkable thing. And again, I just am impressed by the fact, William, that you're a guy who has a business and a family and a practice, and you have all the trappings of your success as a guy who set out and educated himself and went to medical school and did all the stuff. And it's not that you're not doing good work in your day-to-day job, but you found a way to really make life different in profound ways for people who would never have an opportunity to visit someone like you.
Right.
And how do you fund your trips, your airfare and your transportation and your lodging?
We fund them ourselves.
Wow.
And then we scavenge a lot of equipment from hospitals and ship it over.
Right. Is it the kind of thing that you see growing and expanding into other facilities as time goes on?
We do. That's our plan as our group matures.
You're so relaxed about all this, William, but it's pretty damn impressive. I mean, I think it's remarkable what you're doing. Is there a website if anybody wants to learn? Yeah, absolutely.
Our website is One World Medical Relief, and you can find us on Facebook, too.
One World Medical Relief. And do you have pictures and stuff like that up there on the
we
website?
We do.
Yeah. Well, again, you're doing amazing work. So thanks for sharing your story with us.
Thank you.
It's Dr. William Brown, the winner of this week's Achievement Award, performing life-saving surgeries for kids in Tanzania, making a huge difference quietly. Thank you. Congratulations.
Thanks to our listener nominator, Silas Campbell, and also thanks to Dr. William Brown and his team for the great work they're doing. You know, William was telling me backstage that they not only go down, you know, 2 or 3 times a year for 10 days, 2 weeks each time, but they're also, while they're there, they're training the local doctors too. So hopefully their efforts will expand even more. For our listeners, if you'd like this interview and you want to share it with a friend, you can find it in its entirety on our website, etown.org. You can also nominate someone for the award there, too. It's easy to do. Just head to our homepage, click on the word award at the far right of the top menu, and you'll find out what we look for and so forth. We love hearing from you, so send us your comments about the award segment or about the show in general, either on Facebook or Twitter, by emailing info@etown.org or by writing us the old-fashioned way at Box 954, Boulder, Colorado, 80306.
These people, they just keep making good things happen. Okay, we've got more music coming up from Michael Franti in just a little while. Right now, I want to tell you about our next guest. Victoria Canal is 19 years old. She was born in Munich, Germany. She's also lived already in Tokyo, Dubai, Barcelona, Madrid, Amsterdam, and Shanghai. She spent much of her time in Spain, and that kind of feels like her home spot, although she now lives in New York City. She's going to NYU. She was given a full ride to the Berklee College of Music summer program when she was 13. She studied in Spain at the Jazz Conservatory in Barcelona when she was 14. At 15, she began studying with a famed vocal coach in Atlanta, and she and her mom spent a bunch of time in Atlanta while she was doing that and beginning her sort of touring and recording life. She loves pop music and obviously is off to a great start with a new CD, tons of views on her YouTube videos, and she's got a new EP, and we're going to dive into some of those songs right now. Would you please welcome to the stage for her first visit to E-Town, Victoria Canal.
What's up, y'all? So I want to welcome the beautiful Helen to the stage, as well as Nick, I believe. This is a song that just recently came out. It's called Ebony.
I am done letting my guard down, tearing my heart out. I'm calling out for someone to show me while I am young, teach me how not to run. Getting lonely this big old place. Have some compassion. Nobody's understanding me. I am living with my heart's mistakes, colored in the pavement. This holy war is changing. In ebony, breaking free.
drop my wounds inside the keys till I can breathe, till I can breathe. Ooh. 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 I'm always on my way, knowing that I should have stayed. Keep the door closed on my face.
Victoria Canal, welcome to E-Town.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Glad to have you here. You sound great.
Thank you.
It sounds like you've had a really supportive family, although albeit a nomadic family. Mm-hmm. I don't know what that's all about, but you've lived in a lot of places.
You know, when my parents got married, they had this dream of traveling the world by bike. And then I think like a couple months into their journey, my mom got pregnant. So that plan changed. And they ended up taking us with them instead when we were all born. So,
is your mom an architect? Is that right?
Yeah, she studied architecture. Yeah, for sure.
And was it your grandmother who gave you piano lessons when you were really young?
Yeah, that's how I first got into music. I would watch her play at church, and she used to give lessons, and I just loved it from the first moment I ever heard her play.
I should point out to our listeners that you were born without a right forearm, and so I can't help but see the genius in your grandmother's suggestion, just giving you piano lessons when you were six, or...
Yeah, a little bit younger than that.
Just saying you can do this.
Yeah, influencing my parents to put me into lessons. But it was really, my first piano teacher never really pushed me to play with more than just my left hand. And it was my mom that said, hey, Mr. Teacher, you should make her play with both because it's going to help her. And I don't think they really knew I was going to do music. I always knew I wanted to do music, but I don't think you can ever really predict what your kid is actually going to get into.
Never. Yeah. And do you worry that your handicap, such as it is getting too much attention in your story? Or does the music always lead the way? Or
I mean, if I'm more concerned with myself, then yeah, it would bother me. But the truth of the matter is, some people just need to see someone who's differently abled doing something they love and not letting anything get in the way of doing that. So yeah. It would be rather selfish of me to say, like, no, don't look and just listen to the music, because then maybe you won't feel as inspired. But hopefully the music speaks for itself as well.
Yeah.
Thanks.
And when did you, because I know you studied jazz and you were at Berkeley and you're still in college, but when did you kind of find inspiration in pop music? And who were the artists that got you aiming in that direction?
I remember listening to Man in the Mirror for the first time when I was really young. My brother showed me all the music that he loved, and it included Michael and, not Franti, Michael Jackson, another Michael, and John Mayer and Stevie Wonder. My parents have always loved classical music, you know. So I feel like I grew up with a vast array of just loving a lot of different kinds of vocalists and a lot of kinds of songwriting.
And so thinking about these, you know, so Michael Jackson's off the list, but are there some dream collaborators that you'd
yes.
like to tell me a couple that you just like, yeah, on my 20s plan, I've got a little small list of people I want to sing and record with, and that includes...
Oh my gosh, how long can the list be?
Yeah,
no, I'll give you three. First one, Michael Franti, check. Second one, oh my gosh, Stevie.
Yeah.
I would just love to sit next to him. I recorded at Electric Lady Studios last year, and if you guys know the place, it's so vibey. Like the room, there's just been so much good music that comes through there. And I sat at Stevie's freaking Rhodes, and I played it, and it was amazing, and I felt like the melody's coming to me, just like backwards energy. Anyway, sorry. So Stevie and JT, Justin Timberlake, would be an awesome collab, because he's funky, groovy, and kind of like sassy. I'm really into Janelle Monáe.
Yeah.
Have you guys seen the music videos?
She's sassy. Coming out?
Yeah, and Prince wrote a couple of songs for her, yeah. And they just sound amazing, so I would love to explore art with her.
Okay. Well, good luck working your plan.
Thanks, man.
And meanwhile, I'm glad it included Stop at E-Town. We'll get back to music. Welcome back, Victoria Pinnell.
Eventually see something better behind. 1 second too fast, keep my eyes on the road where I'm supposed to. I'm too close to the ground for my own good. It's so loud. Then you say, catching up to me. You never me, baby, I was so damn colorblind to the menu that night. Forget my love, my love. Forget about me, yeah. Release our moments, set yourself free. Forget. And timing don't make no difference. It is covered in its own position, though we try. It's never up to us. see my vision is gold and it shines all alone like a preacher. I'm a wandering soul for good reason and I'm fine. Then you say, catching up to me. You never love right till you're older, baby. You always like to underestimate me. Guess you told me so this time.
Victoria Canal, now living in New York City. The record is called Into the Pole. Along with the E-Tones, Chris Engelman, Christian Thiel, Ron Jolly, Helen Forster. So cool, we just got to meet a few hours ago. Learned a bunch of her songs. Sounds great. Victoria Canal.
This portion of E-Town is made possible by Silk, the charter sponsor of Change the Course. The program was co-created with National Geographic to restore water in critically water-stressed ecosystems. You can learn more about Silk's commitment to the environment and to plant-based nutrition at silk.com. And by the way, if you missed some of this week's show, feel free to check out the E-Town podcast, where you'll find this episode and others, along with tons of additional content, such as songs, interviews, conversations from the E-Town archives. The podcast is available for free in iTunes, Google Play, and other podcast directories. You're listening to E-Town.
I'm Nick Forster. I want to say hello to our listeners who are hearing E-Town on stations like KRML in Monterey, California, Carmel, on WRFA in Jamestown, New York, and on KXT in Dallas, Texas. Thank you all for tuning in. As always, if you want more information about any of our guests, all that stuff, videos, photos, all that stuff's online at etown.org. Okay, so you guys holding up okay? So far, so good. We have been around the world a few times. We've been reminded of the power of the human spirit to overcome obstacles and challenges, and that all people struggle and they're all worth it. And we're all humans, first and foremost. As Michael says, we have a choice as to what kind of humans we want to be. So what kind of legacy we want to leave. This is all big stuff. And I love the fact that the artists who come and participate and our award winners are all aiming in this similar direction to making a connection. So thanks to them. Thanks to you for tuning in. Right now, would you please welcome back to the stage, Michael Franti.
We have a rule in our house, which is that
Sarah and I, which is that nobody cries alone. And what that means is that if anybody's ever crying or feeling sad, somebody else in the house is required to go up and like put their arm around them or hold their hand or touch them in some way, let them know that they're not going to be crying alone. And that's what this song is called, Nobody Cries Alone. Whenever you stumble, whenever your problems overload, whatever your worries, know that your heart don't beat alone. And I will be waiting with a hand to hold on to, 'cause in this home, nobody cries alone. So when you're feeling all alone, I'll be shining on like a starlight, waiting to guide you home. And like a candle holds the light, I will hold you through the night. I remain, 'cause nobody cries alone. Whenever you tremble, whenever your voice can't find the words, whatever your troubles, know that your heart don't beat alone. And I will be waiting from the day to 99 through the darkness, 'cause nobody cries alone. So when you're feeling all alone, I'll be shining on like a starlight, waiting to guide you home. And like a candle holds the light, I will hold you through the night. I'll remain, 'cause nobody cries alone. Nobody cries alone. Nobody cries alone. I'll remain, 'cause nobody cries alone. Overload, whatever your worries, know that your heart don't beat alone. And I will be waiting with a hand to hold on to, 'cause in this home, nobody cries alone.
Michael Franti, along with Carl Young, Jay Bowman, Victoria Canal, and Christian Teal sitting in on the drums. We've got time for one more song. We're going to just get everybody out on stage. I want to thank all our guests this week. Thanks to Victoria Canal for coming out from New York City. Thanks to our award winner, Dr. William Brown, doing cosmetic surgery in Tanzania. Thanks to Michael Franti and his band. Thanks to the E-Tones, hard-working house band, and Helen. Victoria mentioned one of her favorite idols that she'd like to play music with someday, and so we'll just do one of his tunes instead. I'm Nick Forster. Hope you can be with us next week right here in E-Town.
Isn't she precious? Less than one. isn't she lovely? Made from love. Isn't she pretty? Truly the angel's best. Boy, I'm so happy. We have been heaven blessed. I can't believe what God has done.
Produced by a donor-supported nonprofit organization with help from all of our fine staff. The show was recorded live this week at E-Town Hall. To send us your comments about E-Town or make an Achievement Award nomination or to find out how to get tickets to a live taping, you can send an email to info@etown.org or you can visit our website at etown.org. Distribution of E-Town is made possible by our family of sponsors, this station, and listeners like you.
Victoria Canal, Michael Franti, Jay, Carl, Christian, and Helen, the E-Tones, all of you guys, engineers and volunteers, we'll see you next time.
This was an awesome freaking day. Thanks for having us here.
This is a production of the E-Town Radio Network.
That's Michael Franti, Victoria Canal, and a Grady Achievement Award. Thanks for listening.